Hello.
Hello.
I'm Olivia.
And I'm Chelsea.
And we are the Exercise Science.
TLDR.
Too long, didn't read.
Podcast show.
Oh, yeah. My name is Olivia. I am a certified exercise physiologist. I have my master's degree in wellness management exercise science.
Yeah, she does.
Worked in the field for about 10 years now. I've done a little bit of everything except working with athletes. I've done personal training, group fitness, program coordinating. And my specialty is working with special populations, specifically cardiac and pulmonary rehab and older adults.
So I'm Chelsea. I am not certified in anything relevant to this podcast at all, but that's okay. I would consider myself a fitness enthusiast. I've been an at-home gym, personal train, group class consumer. Better part of almost 15 years, I think. Anyway, I really enjoy kind of getting into stuff and figuring out how it works or why it works or this is a thing, but why is that the thing that we do, you know? Things like that. So I agreed to co-host this with my sister, and I have no expertise other than my years and years of experience and personal trials and successes and failures in exercising and nutrition and fitness and tools. I will say this ages me a bit, but I do not, nor have I ever owned a Thighmaster.
That's pretty funny.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for, the comic relief.
Well, and we think that we bring a different look to the podcast, or different
perspectives.
Perspective, yes. Yeah. Because we're going to be providing a professional's experience and knowledge and ability to share with you at the same time of sharing a fitness fanatic or enthusiast's point of view on these things, which is why we think that our unique show dynamic will be beneficial to our listeners.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can explain to me how stuff works, why it works, which is great, but then you have to figure out how do you apply that? Mm-hmm. Is it applicable in a real world situation? You know, is this great only if you're in a gym hooked up to all the VO2 monitors, just cords coming from everywhere? Or can you do this at home? And so we kind of want to take the hard parts of reading up on what's new in research studies and technology with exercise, the world of exercise, and bring it to you in a easily consumable junk food style popcorn on a Thursday night, easily consumable format. Because as our title suggests, this stuff's, it's long and it's a lot of words, and I don't understand all the words all the time. So we're going to do the hard part for you, and hopefully it makes sense when we bring it back to you. And honestly, if my egghead, smarty pants little sister over there can explain some sort of complicated thing with words, with syllables that I've lost count, then anybody could understand it, really.
Well, and that's kind of the goal. We want to cater to anyone and everyone that has any interest with exercise, mm-hmm, and staying up to date on things. So hopefully my viewpoint on things can help with the professionals, the striving to be professionals, professors, whoever.
Students?
Yes.
Are you in the program currently? Are you, mm-hmm, getting your master's just like she did?
But then Chelsea can help with the other half of the audience.
The 99%.
Yes, exactly. So the fitness enthusiasts that want to learn more. So hopefully we can help you with that.
Yeah, we want to be the summary of not only just the abstract of the paper, but pick out any parts of their method that we liked or maybe didn't like, depending on how that goes. And just either give you enough tidbits from that paper to understand what it was they were looking to find. Did they find it? Mm-hmm. What was their conclusion? And if anything, it gives you enough to go with, or it gives you enough that it sparks your interest and you want to go learn more. So we will make sure to include links to what we read and where you mm-hmm. can find it. Some things might require institutional login. Uh-huh. We'll make sure to let you know if that's required or not. And we apologize. Just depends on the publication. It's intellectual property. So sometimes you got to pay for that if you don't have the ability to read it for free.
So that kind of leads into our first episode that we will do, because this is our introduction episode. So our first official episode, we will be talking about research papers in general, like how we read them, how we interpret them, what questions do we ask ourselves when we read research papers. These are things that I was taught when I was in school that have helped me a lot.
And you've done one, so mm-hmm. firsthand experience.
That's true. So we're hoping to talk about that to kind of give you a framework of the things that we will be presenting to you. But we'll be talking about various other things in research. I want to touch on a little bit of everything. The topic I want to cover specifically is chemotherapy and exercise. We will eventually talk about home exercise technology because that has boomed in mm-hmm. the past year.
I have mm-hmm. a lot of it at my house right now.
Oh, yes. And I've wanted a lot of it.
Speaking of Thighmasters again.
Home exercise.
Shout out to Suzanne. What?
Whoop, whoop. Anyway, so we plan on talking about muscle soreness, exercise lifting tempo, and strength. And we're even going to specifically talk about some things with like, what time of the day is the best time to exercise? And, you know, what stimulants can I use that will be beneficial that's not caffeine?
And you promised to teach me about DOMS and why they hurt so much.
Yes. And what actually causes DOMS. We know a lot of about what DOMS is and why it hurts. But, well, maybe we need to talk about that too. Yeah. So we have a lot to come. If you like what you're listening to and you want to help share our knowledge, we hope that you share the show and then you share what you've learned from the show.
Definitely impress your friends at parties.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can even help others with hopefully the knowledge that we're going to give you. And so
sound smart in class.
Oh, yeah. So keep updated. We will be launching on June 1st.
Yikes.
I know. It's terrifying. We will have all of the social medias and we have our own website.
ExerciseScienceTLDR.com.
Oh, yeah. So on our website, you can see our pictures. You can listen to our podcast. You can look at potential membership options that we're hoping to get started. Email us if you have any questions that you want answered.
I definitely see this ever evolving.
Oh, yes.
I mean, we're not podcast professionals.
Mm-mm. So thank you for listening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We hope that you liked us and we hope that you continue to listen to us and that we've intrigued you enough that you will listen to future episodes.
And if you do along the way get confused about who is who, mm-hmm. just remember, I'm the tall one. Don't I just sound taller?
Sure. Yeah. Maybe. I mean, your voice is a little bit higher pitched than mine.
Yeah, it's higher.
That's funny. Well, anyway, thanks for listening to the Exercise Science.
Too long, didn't read. TLDR.
Podcast. And remember, we'll read it so you don't have to.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Exercise Science TLDR podcast show. If you want to hear more from us, please write a review and subscribe. Join us online at ExerciseScienceTLDR.com. Remember, if it's too long and you didn't read it, we read it so you don't have to.